I'm Phil Corbett, and you are listening to The Wind. This is a new podcast, so if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Also, a heads up, there is some non-FCC-approved language in this episode and some drug use, so beware.
This episode is called A Hobo, A Tramp, A Bum.
Time can wear a word down. If said too much or not enough, a word can lose its weight and start to mean something else entirely, or in some cases, start to blend into the words around it. Three such words are hobo, tramp, and bum. Originally three distinct categories of people who happen to share the attribute of living without a steady roof over their head. And though tramp has fallen out of fashion recently, bum and hobo are often used interchangeably on internet message boards and in the complaints about homelessness echoing through city halls across America. So what is the difference between a hobo, a tramp, and a bum? Let's head down to the train yard and ask around. Producer M. Zhang and myself walk a dark, narrow stretch of land between the freeway and the train tracks in Sparks, Nevada. It's a warm summer night, and up against the chain-link fence on the side of an industrial storage lot, we can see a line of makeshift tents. Tarps and plywood occasionally lighting up in the headlights of the passing semis. We call into one of these structures and meet Barbara. She welcomes us in, and we sit on the dirt floor with a six-pack, waiting for her boyfriend Joe to show up. Though they live in this lean-to right now, Barbara tells us that they normally travel the country by freight train.
I'd never really thought about it, and I met this kid. He's in the middle of the street with a styrofoam cooler. Like, how do you get to I-80, you know what I mean? Like, we were going to hitch. And yeah. He's like, the highway's for snitches and bitches. He's like, you need to hop trains. I was like, what? Really? You know? He's like, yeah. He's like, no sweat, I'll bring you. So he did. I fell in love with it ever since, you know, like, I really did. I couldn't get enough, and now, like, I can't sleep away from the trains. It was, like, right in the middle of the night on a full moon, and the sky was really clear, so you could see the full moon, and it was casting, you know, it's glowing all over the friggin', we were crossing the Great Salt Lake, and the train was, like, that, you know, was just a few inches, like, above the water. It was like we were a freaking snake or something, an eel or whatever it was like, gliding across the water, and with the full moon out with all the stars and everything, and it was just so magical, like, I get goosebumps just talking about it. Yeah, freaking,
Are you
Joe?
Yep.
Hey, I'm Phil.
Hi, Joe.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. Sorry it took me forever, man.
Here, I'll get out of your way here.
Oh, you're fine. You don't want to see that here anyways.
Okay.
Found a skateboard in the trash that was made by Blind.
Hobo is someone that's in transition, constantly moving.
Vagrant, transients?
Vagrants, that's not what I am.
No, I
am. But yeah, so like tramp, was like constantly on the move, hanging out alleys, eating out of dumpsters, kind of like what we do.
Yeah.
Hobo is what, I guess the same thing.
What's the difference between a home bum?
Home bum, yeah, that's a home bum. Fuck that shit. Home bum is like, technically me now, but doing that one quite well.
Well, that's what I was saying. How long do you have to be in a town before you're considered a home bum?
Some people say 3 days.
Just being homeless, laying or like...
I usually count it like after 30 days, you're a home bum.
Joe and Barbara's friend calls into the tent.
What's up? Chilling, what are you doing?
He says he came to pay Joe what he owes him.
Well, since I don't have money, some shit.
I'll take drugs, yeah.
I figured you would. I got the new plug, dude, and his name is Father McNasty. I swear to God, dude, that's the name he gave me.
He steps over me and hands Joe a small bag of methamphetamine.
$12 fucking, man.
Y'all don't mind just smoking some drugs, do you?
They politely offer us some, and we decline.
Are we still on recording?
Yeah, you want me to stop it?
What?
He walked into, like, an interview kind of thing.
You guys aren't cops?
No.
No? Okay.
If there were cops, man, it
is. You never know, man.
Joe continues the interview, pausing to heat his meth pipe with a little torch.
And so, like, a hobo is just somebody who rides trains.
Hobo is basically, I guess, like someone who is a migrant worker. I mean, I work when it's offered to me, but more than likely, I'm gonna get bored with that work pretty quick. I didn't expect to become a hobo, like traveling on the rails. Kind of just. You didn't even hop the train yet. Shut the fuck up. You're just a home bum.
Fuck this guy. I'm gonna hop a train.
On the right track, but not yet at the destination. We say thanks, leave the beers with them, and walk back to the truck. You are what you do, but that line is porous and moving, and sometimes it blurs. Joe and Barbara have been living by the freeway for months. They plan on getting out as soon as they can, but the weeks keep slipping by, and they're still there. While the names they apply to themselves change and waver, the trains rumble past into the starless night.
I'm restless, pacing up and down the tracks. I stare down at the ladder that offers two suggestions: forwards or backwards. This decision is a dangerous confrontation, so I vanish onto a train car. These tracks fly under me so fast, they stop moving. The ladder twisted into stillness. Two vertical lines wavering like a tightrope. Maybe I'll collapse if I stop moving, and I'll fall back down again into my permanence. I think about how far away from here I'll be tomorrow, but tomorrow is only a horizon. It's the line wavering under my feet, just a trick I've played on my eyes to convince me there's a destination in sight. This must be time travel. Rumbling machine, twisting wheels, invisibility. But when the train rolls to a stop, and time exposes its corners and sides again. Day, night, day, night, day, night. My weight returns to my bones, feet, lungs, eyelids. My own velocity ceases to rush air down my throat, so I try to remember how to pull in my own breaths. I sleep by the tracks. The rumbling of the trains are only the sound of my ventilator. And sometimes, when I squint at the train rushing by, it looks like a horizon. And I'm sure I'll be somewhere else tomorrow.
Since November 1971, I have been involved in the dubious activity of fixing images to the boxcars and other rolling stock of North American railroads.
There is a film by Bill Daniel called Who is Bozo Texino? It's about train car artists who mark freight trains. It's a search of epic proportion to find the most prolific of these artists, and one of them is a man named Buzz Blur, known also for the moniker, the Colossus of Rhodes.
At first, approached desultorily, incidentally, the process of drawing with wax crayons a character of comic proportions, who began to take on the aspects of a legend in the fraternity of railroaders, began to reveal the possibility of the ideas involved. So viewing the railroad system as a network for distributing the image, it was pared down to a few simple lines for quick application and easy recognition.
Colossus of Rhodes is a train tag made of a few simple lines. Basically, it's a man in a cowboy hat, the smoke from his cigarette blowing swiftly behind him. I sent a cassette recorder along with a list of questions to Buzz, and this is what I got back in the mail a few days later.
The speaker in this machine makes some noise, but I can plug the tape into a different player and then the noise disappears, so don't worry about that.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV. Drives a cartoon, chokes in the clutch, programmed to fail, shoots self in foot, in over his head always, the autobiographical underwater man, painted into corners of inadequacy. Say that again.
Think you're a funny man.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV. Sunday, August the 23rd, I'll be 77 years old. In dealing with cognitive dissonance, we have been in lockdown here since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. As for the difference between a hobo, a tramp, and a bum, I'll defer to the gentleman on Bill Daniels' film. Can't think of his name now. Part of my cognitive dissonance. Now I recall, Roadhog.
That's a tramp. He'll come down to the jungle, he'll have a jungle fire going, but he won't pick a goddamn stick of wood to help cook the food. Well, hobo, he'll grab some wood and he'll help build a fire. He'll dig in his pockets, he'll pitch in, he'll work, he'll contribute. See, that's the difference.
Care whether you like it or not, but I'm gonna tell you right now, a hobo is not a bum, and don't you ever call one a bum around me, because I'll get your eyeball.
Road icon, road language. I try not to think of what others may add conjecture to meaning of language written. It may be dangerous disinformation, but it's a dispatch equal vacant vagrant, outward manifestation of an inner escape, slouching towards civility.
Outward manifestation of an inner escape, slouching towards civility.
Carson, Roman, Mayan, camera, TV.
Last September, my son and I drove out to Elko, and we went up to a Memorial Canyon outside, and I scratched a Buzz 76 in a aspen in the canyon, and maybe the mark is starting to darken. Fragmented and disjointed recording.
A hobo rides trains and works, a tramp rides trains and doesn't work, and a bum doesn't ride trains and doesn't work. Maybe you are what you do. Or maybe you're a passenger who got on in the last town, or maybe it doesn't matter who you are, or what you do, or where you're heading, and the lines blur beneath you, and the moon still rises in the east. Produced by me, Phil Corbett. And this episode was co-produced by M. Zhang. You could find the show on Twitter, Instagram, your podcast app, or at thewind.org. Make sure to subscribe. And if you're looking to help out, rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or share an episode with a friend. On the website, I will post links to Buzz Blur's work, and to Bill Daniels' film, Who is Bozo Texino? If you are interested in this world at all, it is a must-watch documentary. The music in this episode was two tracks from the public domain, and I've Been a Million Times Over by friend of the show, Iklept Insan. If you came over from my last show, Van Sounds, you'll know that Iklept Insan is one of my favorite artists, and I will make sure to post some of his music on the website as well, thewind.org. Thank you for being here, and remember to keep listening.